produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We have Dr. Bruce Gillis with us again. We've been talking about epigenetics and fibromyalgia. Can you just explain again that fibromyalgia is immune dysfunction?
Yes. So what we've learned is that you have a particular type of white blood cell. These are called peripheral blood mononuclear cells. They only live in your body from 1 to 7 days, and they continue to be reproduced. And the cells in fibromyalgia patients lack the ability to produce critical proteins. These are called chemokines and cytokines. And as a consequence, we are working now to hopefully identify why these cells continue to be reproduced in this abnormal pattern. And that's our genomic analysis that we're offering patients. And we also know that you could stimulate these cells to normalize their production of these proteins through a particular vaccine, and that's what we're doing or planning to do with Professor Denise Faustman at the Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. She is a professor at Harvard.
Wow, that's exciting news. So this vaccine, it will be fairly economical?
We anticipate that a dose of the vaccine will be about $20 to $25, and you may need up to 2 doses, and that's about it.
To change a whole life around.
Yes, we are hoping that patients could potentially go into remission. I don't want to say cure because we haven't started the trial, but we are cautiously optimistic, and we also believe it's economical approach. As I said at the beginning, we're trying to have patients undergo our test because it's a rule-in test that you'll have your results in 5 to 7 business days. You'll know if you have the disease. You won't spend years going from doctor to doctor, paying thousands of dollars for rule-out tests, and that hopefully we will be able to offer you a treatment that will reverse your symptoms.
Wow. So will the blood tests have to go to Los Angeles to your labs? Or is this something that's going to be available like throughout North America? If you have a blood test, you can just have it done locally.
At the current time, the blood would be shipped to us in Los Angeles. We have an arrangement with Federal Express in multiple cities in Canada so that within 24 hours, and we need the blood in 24 hours to keep the cells viable, will arrive at our laboratory. We have been approached, however, by some laboratories in Canada who are interested in licensing the test. That may happen, but currently the blood comes to us in Los Angeles, and we turn it around, as I said, in 5 to 7 days. You should have your results.
What's been the response from your patients that have actually got full identification that this is their disease? How are they feeling about this?
I have to tell you that they are absolutely ecstatic, because if you look at a patient with fibromyalgia, they look perfectly normal. Even though they may be in great pain, can't get out of bed, can't hold down a job, can't clean their house, can't be an active parent, and oftentimes their spouses, friends, families, and even their physicians or healthcare professionals look at them as if, oh, it's all in your head. And now they have the test, they have the test results, and say, look, I have unequivocal proof that I do have this disease. And that is why I am sick. So I have yet to see one person ever say, oh, I'm really sorry you told me I had fibromyalgia. All of them have come back and said, thank you so very much. You've proven to me and everybody I know that I wasn't lying. I wasn't exaggerating. I really have this illness.
So it makes it believable.
Yes, absolutely. It's proof positive. That's exactly correct.
Mm-hmm. And is it available to get long-term disability with that kind of diagnosis then?
Unequivocally. We've written letters of support for patients in Canada, for Australia, New Zealand, the United States, and in Europe, testifying to the fact that the test is accurate. It has gone through peer review in medical publications, and that a patient clearly has it based upon a positive test score, and therefore they need to be considered as permanently disabled.
Wow. Is there anything other than the antidepressants and anti-seizure, that, like maybe natural medicines, that these patients can use while they're waiting for this vaccine?
You could take something, but it won't really impact the cause of the causative pattern, which is the white blood cell abnormalities. But if you take something natural and you get a benefit from them and it has no harmful effects, then we encourage you to use it.
What do you see some of your patients going to?
Well, some people will take probiotics, various supplements, things like that. And I caution them to use it just short term, because if you don't have a benefit within 30 days, why keep taking the medications? Your body isn't absorbing them and you're not getting a positive benefit. But if you have some process or some relief by taking these things and they don't have adverse consequences, then absolutely you should take them until, of course, hopefully we can enter you into our vaccine trial and give you direct treatment.
Okay. And so for everyone who's listening that wants to get in on the blood tests, can you just tell us again how to get your doctor to get the blood test to Los Angeles?
Oh, very easy. First of all, you just go to the website, which is fmtest.com. You fill out what's called the health and information form. There's another form for your doctor to authorize the test. If you have a doctor who's a fibroskeptic, doesn't believe in the disease, won't authorize it, then you contact us and we'll find a doctor who, after reviewing your symptoms, would authorize it for you. We do not charge for that doctor to assist you in that regard. So we'll do anything and everything to make it easy on the patient. And as I said, you can communicate by email or you can call us. Our phone number is listed on the website. It's 310-277-4600, and we'll help you, because for us this is an important effort. And something I should also let you know, our company does not take a penny from a drug company. All of this, the funds for research, are developed in-house, so we are not working for any particular drug company. This is being done as pure medical research, and indeed, with the three medical universities we're working with, I hope people understand that.
Okay, Bruce, you've spent so many years of your life working with fibromyalgia patients. So what caused you to be so interested in this?
After seeing several people who were in their 30s or 40s, earning hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, suddenly being unable to get out of bed, seeing their sincerity and honesty, I quickly became empathetic with their plight. And I said, if there's something that I could uncover about the disease to help them, then I, as a physician, had an obligation to do it. And that's how it all started. And I had no idea that we were going to be as fortunate as we were to detect these biomarkers in the body's immune system so we can accurately and quickly make the diagnosis.
Well, I can't thank you enough on behalf of all the fibromyalgia patients on this planet that have had to walk that walk. And it's just been great to have you on the show and to explain fibromyalgia, to explain what the work that's going on, and to give us hope that there may be an end to it. So thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, and thank you. And I want you to know, the world of fibromyalgia patients, thank you.
Okay. Thank you also to producer Alan Wishart and to all the stations across Canada who broadcast our show. Have a healthy and happy day.